folk bands. And it goes by the name of Highwoods String Band. And it's composed of these people: Walt Copeland, Bob Potts, Jenny Cleland, Mac Benford, and Doug Dorsher. And they're going to come out and play. And then there's a very special group of what we call ignorants. Every year they have an ignorant festival too down in North Carolina. So I hope some of you can make it to the ignorant festival. You'll really enjoy it. Some of you, I'm sure, will be getting invitations because you've met a lot of the cloggers and you're on their list. And I thought I'd help get a friend to help me introduce the Greengrass Cloggers. And his name is Crichter. And the children met Crichter today, and some of them met him last night. But what you have to do is just guess the letters. Pretend it's a mystery group. Okay, folks, the next group is Highwood String Band and the G, this is the initial. Now the whole word. Well, that's enough. Let's clog. Get them out here.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey.
Advance of the microphone for a while.
Hello. Hi.
Well, you're in for a real evening of music and dance.
Right.
Something funny here.
Funny to you.
Oops.
How many of you here were here last night? So was I. How about that?
I was too.
I thought that was you, man.
We're going to call on our old friends, the Greengrass Cloggers, to come out here and kick things off for us, so to speak.
There's Eileen and Roddy and Karen and Hunt and Amy and Brian and Doreen.
This dance is dedicated to Betsy, my friend. It's her birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Bets.
Folks, if these ladies look like they got on funny dancing slippers, this floor is really slick, so instead of being up here skating around with our taps on, which we won't normally wear when we're performing, we opt for some rubber-soled shoes and got sound guy to get a little microphone up here, so maybe hopefully you'll still be able to hear the rhythm of our dancing. And you know, if you get a little tickled at these funny boots these girls got on, go ahead and laugh, it'll be all right too.
Let's get the show off to you.
All right, okay.
Poggers. They're going to be back in a little while, if they live.
We've had a pretty good time around here so far. We went out tonight to the Chinese restaurant, and we were pretty amazed there was a Chinese restaurant around here, in a way, because you think about it, this is the heartland of some of this music. It's old-time music. It's old place here. Hard to get those sampans up some of these rivers.
Thank you, Doug.
Well, we're just stalling here while Matt gets set up. He's going to sing a song.
I had to have Doug set my microphone for me first.
He's got that Ak Foo Young sound tonight.
Yeah, moo goo 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 goo. That's what I had tonight.
Well, we want to do an old tune from our album now. It's Doug's big chance to show off his guitar licks. He does a lot of picking on the side. We only let him play on the top when he plays with us. But he's a very talented musician, among other things. And sometimes we just cut him loose, like on this one. Now, don't get too crazy, Doug. Control yourself. I'll introduce everybody now. We're gonna have somebody play the gargle pretty soon. Might play the gargle on the banjo. He's not the best, as we said last night, but he does all right. He's got his own style. Mac Benford on the banjo. Yeah. On the guitar, fellow we take around with us wherever we go because people like him so much. Well, we like him too. Doug Dorshug. On the bass, our Dixie darling, what can I say? Jenny Cleland. From California, Uncle Bob Potts playing fiddle.
And my good buddy from Missouri, Walt Kokin. We're gonna get Jenny out here to sing us a little tune.
Last week we were at Brandywine and had a real good time, and Kenny Rohrer was there, who Posey Roars, Ken, so sorry. Anyhow, here's another Charlie Poole. The only one I sing, actually.
Right. Sounds just Charlie like Charlie. Yeah.
Sounds just like Charlie.
Name has been Charlie.
Gypsy Girl.
Man's bride, with servants to wait on me while in my carriage ride, while in my carriage ride, while in my carriage ride, with servants to wait on me while in my carriage ride. One day down London Street, a handsome young squire was the first I chanced to meet. He viewed my pretty brown cheeks, which now he loves so well. He said, my little gypsy girl, will you my fortune tell? Will you my fortune tell? Will you my fortune tell? He said, my little gypsy girl, will you my fortune tell?
To us at this place that we stopped in and ate at this afternoon. They had rabbit soup on the menu. So I ordered a bowl, and it was pretty good, but it tasted funny. So
not like at home, huh?
No, So I asked the waitress what was in it. She said, oh, there's carrots and onions and
taters
and
celery
and then there's rabbit and horse meat. Oh, I said, oh, what are the proportions? She said, well, every time we throw in a rabbit, we throw in a horse.
How about that?
Rabbit stew. Here's an old dance tune. Those of you who are sitting next to the aisle and feel like jumping across and jumping back, here we go. Thank you.
right in Alabama, where this girl ever I saw, her name was Susanna. West, I lived in Old Virginia, 20 years in a hornet's nest, never got stung by any.
Is this microphone a little hot, Mike?
Compared to this one?
Hello?
No.
Maybe not.
I think it is. Sounds like it's
a little
up
hot
here.
Yeah.
Might be the...
1, 2, 6, 8. Thank you. We're going to get our friends Mac and Jenny to come out here and do a little harmonizing, I believe. Maybe do an old Carter Family tune. What do you say, Mac?
All right.
Cabin home of mine.
We've got an old tune that comes from, well, an old fellow by the name of Henry Reed. I think he lived right over the line in Virginia, but except for the line, state line, legal line, same territory, really. Humac. So, we just kind of think that sometimes, anyway, this tune comes from West Virginia. It probably did anyway. And since we're so close to there, now we're going to play this for you. It's a tune called, we're not sure the name of it at all. But we heard that in West Virginia that hitchhiking was fairly common at one time because of all the roads. And so, anyway, so we call this tune, They Locked Me in the Trunk and I Was Sinking in Despair.